you better try to move to the West Coast. Well, I
world of respect a grow. Woman, if you don't love a man, make him know. Man, if you don't love a woman, let you know. I'll break up.
No, no, no. No, no, no.
I listen to Radio Valencia. This is the best. Don't you ever forget it.
Blessed is the weed of the ganja feed that gives virgin the ganja greed. Blood and fire, let it burn, virgin.
All we caught shall leak out and split up, and all righteous shall stand. Heal, Rasta, heal.
Touching these fucking bags, I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss off.
Run and hide, my swallow cry. all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal. Protonic reversal.
Protonic reversal.
With Conan Neutron.
If you're looking for the very best in post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock that doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock, tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. I talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
You know, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up.
Once upon a scary Halloween, when hoot owls hooted and hound dogs howled, four excited kids named Josh and Edward and Aaron and Teeny were getting ready to go trick-or-treating. It was almost dark, and they had on their scariest Halloween costumes. Suddenly, the doorbell said. They ran to the door, and sitting there was a giant jack-o'-lantern.
It looks like a pumpkin pie with his clothes on,
said Aaron.
It's a magic jack-o'-lantern.
Who said that?
I said that.
The jack-o'-lantern said that. That must be magic,
said Josh.
Hey, how come you have a flashlight inside your head?
Because candles and other burning things are very dangerous. You should carry a flashlight, too, when you go trick-or-treating.
And Teeny said,
he got one.
Good. Now, if you take me trick-or-treating with you, I'll make some scary sounds for you.
Like what?
Said Teeny, and Jack-o'-lantern said,
like ghosts in the wind. Listen.
Watch out for ghosts. Wasn't that scary?
Yes. Make some more scary sounds.
I will, later, if you take me trick-or-treating.
Come on, let's go.
And so Josh and Edward and Aaron and Teeny and Jack-o'-lantern went off trick-or-treating.
Who goes first?
We all go together. You shouldn't go trick-or-treating alone.
Okay.
Trick-or-treat.
Come on in.
I'm sorry, we're not supposed to go into houses of strangers.
You're right. I'll go get you a treat. Now, you just wait right there, and I'll be right back.
Make another scary sound, Mr. O'Lantern.
How about the wickedest witch in the world?
What was that scary sound?
The wickedest witch in the world.
Oh. Okay, here's your treats.
Thank you. Come on, let's go to the next house.
Hey, wait for me!
And me!
And they all had a wonderful time trick-or-treating all around the neighborhood, being careful to look both ways before they crossed the street. And when they got home with all their treats, they sat down in a circle around Jack-o'-lantern, who said,
would you like to hear a scary Halloween story?
Yes.
This is the story of a haunted house. In it lived a ghost, a skeleton, and a bat. Last Halloween, when they were getting ready to go out to scare everyone, they went into the closet to put on their scariest costumes when suddenly the wind blew through the spider webs covering the windows and the door slammed shut, locking them in the closet where they have lived for a whole year waiting for you to come into the haunted house to let them out. You come through the front door, 7 steps away from that closet. You take the first step. It's dark and quiet. You take the second step. The third step. You know what's behind that closet door. You take the fourth step. You take the fifth step. You take the sixth step. You're one step away from the ghost, the skeleton, and the bat. You take the seventh step. Don't be scared. Open the doors.
It was a good story, Mr. Old Lantern.
How did you learn to tell scary stories?
Well, one day I had a donut, and suddenly my mouth could talk.
A donut?
That's right. Winchell's donuts do magic things to your mouth.
A Winchell's donut really, really does it. Donut!
And now, for all you girls and boys at home, I have some scary sounds for you.
Now, Doug the Dog has a song.
Did Ezekiel see a UFO appear in the sky, you know? And the creation of God's other people, which come down to the earth and their own flow, telling us we're not alone in the universe, that there are other human beings that are of this earth, created in God's universe. Did Ezekiel see a UFO unfold in the sky, you know, with the likeness of a human man, expressed in God's own creation? That looks like our own Earth can, but they come from another star, not afar or within. Many people have seen UFOs appear in the sky, you know. There are men and women and children like other worlds that teach us of God's star. They come from afar, and we must open our mind to learn, then find out we're not alone in the universe. I believe in UFOs because of the many stories that have been told, of the many aliens that have appeared on the earth, that have come and removed this mortal curse. Why is the government saying they're unreal when they appear in this mortal life still? So did Ezekiel see a UFO come down from the sky, you know. And a wheel within a wheel, let us still believe that UFOs really exist still.
My style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler. A wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
Big Wednesday, the day you face your own biggest challenge, the day you risk it all.
Nose hair, link bland.
Bizarre religious objects, weird ceremonies, snake handlers, and pot-smoking children.
With Gary Carpenter.
A man everybody would like to have seen dead.
And Dr. Fiasco.
An audacious man of action, capable of a tender, hopeless love, which could only last a day. But a day which was worth all eternity.
Wednesdays, from 10 p.m. to midnight.
It's gonna be like nothing anybody has ever seen.
On Radio Valencia.
Phony, it's really phony. You can't put a trip down on film. I mean, colors do look pretty, but there's so much more.
D. Lysergic acid diethylamide, LSD. It is colorless, tasteless, odorless, known as acid. A single ounce is capable of producing 300,000 so-called trips. That's LSD. That's acid.
Acid!
Gotta find a new way of living. I gotta find a new way of life. I gotta find a new way of living. Dropping a
took a trip to find myself and me, and I saw love in purple, orange, green.
My mind ain't feeling right, my mind ain't feeling right, my mind ain't feeling right, my mind ain't feeling right.
I gotta find a new way of living. I gotta find a new way of life. I gotta find a new way of living.
Drop that chain.
Acid.
That's about it for now. Will my performers come out here, please? And till next time, God bless you and love everybody, huh? Oh, that's terrific. Thanks, fellas.
You see tomorrow starts today on the stairway to stardom. We're here to brighten up your day. We've got singers and dancers and actors performing for you. There's more, so much more, and it's all right here for you. On the stairway to stardom, we'll entertain with talent.
is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you to be our guest on the Ask Dr. Hal show, live on radio, on listener-supported RadioValencia.fm. Every Friday night from 10 p.m. until midnight, and sometimes beyond, the show is happening. And I'd like you to be there to experience the wonder, the terror, the savagery and splendor, the baffling incomprehensibility of this absolutely unique radio program. Oh, I know I could give a better description than that, but you just have to listen to know and to hear the special voices of my special guests. That's the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio, Friday night, 10 to midnight, on RadioValencia.fm.
For the fat that's hanging over your belt. A is for the appetite that craves patty melts. T is for that temper you seem always to lose. And H is for the hemorrhoids that you had removed. E is for the exercise you never have time for. R is for the rants that there's no reason or rhyme for. Father, father, dear old dad, you're my papa and you ain't half bad. Dad, D is for the dopey things you say to my friends. A is for that angry look when mom overspends. Is for the driveway that you sometimes just miss. But you're our dad and life with you is nothing but bliss. Papa P is for the Pepto-Bismol you sometimes drink. O's for olive pits that you spit out in the sink. P's for perseverance when we're all in a lurch. And P is for that Sunday when you pooted in church. Daddy A is for those little things you always will do. When we need your help, we know we can count on you. Father, father, dear old dad, you're my papa and you ain't half bad. Dad, I'm so glad it's time to stop.
It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. If it's sweet or hot, just give that rhythm everything you've got. Oh, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. If it's sweet or hot, just give that rhythm everything you've got. Oh, it don't mean a thing if it ain't
Why, what are you looking for under a tombstone in broad daylight?
Shh! You'll scare her away.
Scare her away? Who? What? What can you scare away here in a cemetery?
My ghoul friend. She's the ghost in the invisible bikini.
What are you putting me on? Herbie, I know you're broad-minded, but this is ridiculous.
No, I'm serious. And you should see her since she traded her bedsheet for a bikini.
Well, you must enjoy looking around for a real nothing broad.
It's really just that American International is inviting everyone out to the graveyard for a blood-curdling blast with the ghost in the invisible bikini to see Tommy Kirk, Deborah Wally, Aaron Kincaid, Harvey Lembeck, and Jesse White with Nancy Sinatra, and guest stars Basil Rathbone, Boris Karloff, and Susan Hart in The Ghost in the Invisible Bikini in Pathé Color and Panavision.
Now, you would have to get commercial. Now you scared her away. Ooh.
My next guest, she's the only female on the show, and she's a beautiful female at that. Her name is Lucille Cataldo. I had her on the show once before, and I just had to have her back. Okay, Lucille, there she is. Hi, you doll. Here we go.
Hairdresser, would you set me up? Make a little wave or two. Make me into something new. 'Cause I am so blue. I'll give you a chance. 'Cause I wanna dance. I'll make sure I tip your girl. Cut my hair, it won't behave. Set it up with gel and wave. One or two ringlets. Keep the top a little wet. This piece looks great. I'm worried, I'm tired, I'm late. I want it just like yours. Perhaps it'll open new doors. It's confidence I like. Maybe you'll bring it all back. Tease it up. What a tease. What a tease. What a tease. Tease it up. What a tease. What a tease, what a tease,
what a tease,
a tease,
what a tease,
Teaser Louise, Teaser Louise, all the guys call it Teaser Louise. Without her hair, without her face, she just ain't Teaser Louise. Teaser Louise, Teaser Louise, ah, you know she's not out to please. A model drink beer from a bottle. That's why they call it Teaser Louise. Teaser Louise, Teaser Louise. I know she's not out to please. When you endure through all that's in store, you'll overcome Teaser Louise. And she said, please, 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 please. Hairdresser, 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 oh, hairdresser.
hairdresser, hairdresser. Hairdresser, hairdresser,
hairdresser,
oh, oh, tease my hair, hairdresser, hairdresser, oh, oh. Thank you. Thank you. Hi, come here, Lucy. Do you remember the last time you were on the show?
Yes,
how long ago
I
was
do.
That?
2 years ago.
2 years ago. Gee, yeah, I've been on about five years,
right,
huh?
Right.
You're prettier than ever, you know that? Uh-huh. And you sing prettier than ever, too.
Thank you.
And you're going to, I know you only brought one number, but you're going to be on the show again, aren't you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Hey, you enjoy being on the show? You a little nervous?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Oh, a little bit.
Okay. Little.
Okay. Lucille Cataldo, everybody.
I listen to Radio Valencia.fm. That's 87.7 on the FM dial. We'd be foolish not to listen. Let's try that again, shall we? This is Eric McFadden. I listen to Radio Valencia.fm. 87.7 on your FM dial. It'll do you good. Chicken John. This is Eric McFadden. I listen to Radio Valencia.fm, 87.7 FM. I'm out here in Raleigh, North Carolina, enjoying pretty much nothing right now. So I'm having a day off, but anyway, I hope you're good. And God damn it, if I were at home, I'd be listening to 87.7 FM. Radio Valencia.fm. Maybe I can just listen here, because I'm obviously from the interweb. All right. I'll talk to you soon.
I heard about a
going 6 in the morning. Jim Beam, Courvoisier, and Jack. We're going down. I need some fuel. I need some fuel. I need some fuel to run. I need some fuel to run. At the liquor store, we want some more. I'd like to introduce you to my fifth. That's who I'm with.
Stolen it away.